that it was not a sub 155 to win.
It did not surprise me that it was not sub 155.
Okay.
I mean, doing it on the big stage, under the lights, day four or whatever, you know, starts to wear on everybody a little bit. So that didn't really surprise me. That she won, surprising, yes. Would I bet against her? No.
Yeah. So Ryan had told us a couple days ago that he thinks Katie's already in her opponent's heads. And I was wondering if in the 200, where even if you're Federica and you're a back half swimmer, but you know that Katie's a back half swimmer, it can, you know, like maybe if that had something to do with the pace of the race, that everyone knew Katie was in there and they were adjusting accordingly?
I don't think so. I mean, in a race like that, I think there were five or six people that were capable of winning, which was sort of the attraction of the race.
Right.
And, you know, I think any of them would be making a mistake to, you know, base their race off of one person
so
out of that.
You don't think Katie's reputation is preceding her onto the blocks now?
Not in that case. It might in the case of if you have 25 meters left and you're right next to her, that might be, but standing up on the blocks, I don't think so.
Right.
Bruce, why do you say you were surprised? I mean,
that's a tough field with an extremely deep, talented, fast group of individuals. And, you know, yes, somebody was going to come out on top, obviously. But that's a tough race to win. And I think maybe if you had asked me about any one person in particular, I would say I was surprised. I mean, that's just the case of a race like that.
Can you describe, like, what the significance sort of is this in the big picture for Katie's career? And, I mean, not to read too much into one race, but it's a year from Rio. She's now, you know, a champion 200 in the world. What does it say about her and what's to come?
You know, I think the significance is that she is a medal contender in the 200 free in Rio. But if she hadn't have won that race, I think I would have said that she was a medal contender in the 200 free in Rio. So I don't know that you know, changed that outlook any.
So, Bruce, now we go into the 800 and she has this chance to do what no man or woman has ever done before and win the 2 to the 1500. Can you place that into perspective for us, just what that means?
First of all, she's swimming the 800 free relay tomorrow, which, if you know Katie at all, which I know all of you do, she is way more interested in swimming the 800 free relay tomorrow with three teammates than she is the 800 free the day after that.
We won't get you tomorrow.
someone will have to fact check. I'm not sure I'm right. I thought Tim Shaw had won all four events back in... Some historian here helped me out.
There wasn't the 800 then.
There wasn't the 800 then, so he won the 2, the 4, and the 15. Is that what it was?
That's right.
Okay, so your facts are better than mine. She's really good. That's kind of the significance of that. And eventually, probably someone else will come along and duplicate it, and they'll be really good too.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, how many times in a week would you say you guys race a hard 200 meter? Like, to what extent is this part of her weekly training?
We rarely race a straight up hard 200 meters. We're much more likely to race a hard 450s, which obviously adds up to 200 meters, but, you know, at race pace.
But with a break in between them?
With a break in between them. Or maybe 50 plus 100 plus a 50, or any other way you want to break it to make it not the same thing every time we do it.
Yeah. When you're thinking about, obviously there's still more meat to go, but when you start to plan for her training for next year, now that she's won the 200 against, as you said, one of the most talented fields ever, you know, how much of a factor do you put into it now of thinking, you know, maybe we should put a little more focus on getting you ready for that another talented field in the 200 next year?
You know, I had the discussion with Frank Bush, our national team director, just the other day. I said, we're going to train her for the 400, and we're going to make her the best 400 swimmer we can, and whatever we can get out of the 2 and the 8, we're going to get. And if her 400 gets really, really good, then the 200 and the 800 should be really, really good too. So I don't think it changes the training too much.
What was your biggest concern today in the aftermath of that double yesterday? Like, what were you,
I mean, there was the concern on Katie and her ability to recover 24 hours later. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know if it was a concern, but the realization that the field was very fast and very deep.
Do you think that after going 1,900 meters in one day, that it gives you a whole new perspective on a 1,200?
One of you captured a quote that she had, I think, yesterday that she said, I only have 2,000 meters left to race this week. So I think that sort of puts a little bit inside her head as to how she looks at it. I only have 2,000 meters left. So.
Was this field comparable to the men's Olympic 200 in Athens?
I think it would have been very comparable, yes.
We saw you in the warm down area yesterday, and you're showing her splits, I think, and she's just sitting on the edge of the pool, like with her legs stretched out. Was that a sign of just how tired she was? That
I don't remember specifically, but I'm sure she was tired. She was tired. You could see it in her eyes and the award stand. It's the first time I really saw it when she was getting her 800 award after she'd done both events.
She said she came here some this morning. Did you get a sense? Did she have a sense that, you know, there was still a lot of recovery to go? Or was it even this morning she felt like she had gotten over it?
You know, we swam this morning and we didn't talk about it. I didn't ask her how she felt because the last thing I wanted to hear her say was, I feel like crap. And then what are you going to do? Okay. So we just, you feel like you feel, and we're going to race tonight at 6:05 or whatever it was. And as John Urbanchek says, save your feelings for your girlfriend. Obviously, he says that to, you know, when he's coaching the men's team. And you feel how you feel, and you've got to race anyway.
There were no other, like, unusual measures that you guys took to get her recovered from that?
No. We were real good with warm down last night. We were real good with nutrition. I can't thank our support staff enough. We were sitting there just relaxing a little bit after dinner, and one of the massage therapists came down and to the restaurant and hotel and tapped Katie on the shoulder and said, come on, remember you said you were going to get a massage, and she'd probably forgotten about it. And I give him credit for, you know, taking the initiative to come get her. That's the things they do.
Would Katie ever say she feels like crap?
No, she wouldn't be that rude. She'd be more polite than that.
So how would she convey that she's not feeling her 100% Katie?
She'd convey it. We communicate either nonverbal cues or or some little thing, some little word. She would let me know.
As a team coach as well as a Katie coach, how do you sort of balance your feelings about what Katie has done versus, you know, the rest of the team that she is the only gold medalist at this point?
You know, whether it's Katie or anybody else, it has to be one swim at a time. I think Dave Durden did a great job the other day saying we need to approach each day, each session, each swim, and after the swim's over, just back out of that and move on to the next one. And that's a great approach to have on it. It doesn't matter, individual, the team, everybody.
Thank you.